It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
In the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. And welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm your host, Will Hampton. This show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company and also 21ology.com. Well, if you listen to this early in the week, then it's still kind of fresh on your mind, but later in the week, maybe you've moved on. But Simon Pagenaud is your winner of the 103rd Indianapolis 500. Did you get a chance to watch it? Or I know around here, it was blacked out again, but not too far away. You could see it live on television. It was on NBC this year. I thought that was a good change, and I think NBC did a really, really good job. I was one of those guys that listened to it on the radio live and then watched the broadcast again afterwards because I just love the Indianapolis 500. Simon, what a month for this guy from Team Penske. He sweeps the month. He won the Grand Prix earlier in the month, then he won the pole, and now he's the winner of the 103rd Indy 500. His payday, $2.7 million, and it's the 18th Indy 500 win for Roger Penske. If you're counting at home, Roger is pretty good at Indianapolis. So congratulations to Simon Pagenaud and his entire team for the victory at Indianapolis. Alexander Rossi was second. Takuma Sato was third. Then Joseph Newgarden and Will Power in the top five. It was fun, really fun as a Hoosier to watch Ed Carpenter and Connor Daly. Both of those guys had a chance. They both had great cars. At one point, they were running first and second. I think it was about 30 laps to go. Carpenter from Indianapolis and Connor Daly from Noblesville were running first and second in the Indy 500, and that was really, really cool to see that happen. Ed ended up sixth, and Connor ended up 10th. And Tony Kanaan, another fan favorite, he finished ninth. So it's in the books. It was a great crowd. Weather held up, and congratulations to Doug Bowles and everybody at Indianapolis Motor Speedway for making another great, great show. Last week, we had Scott Fleming on the show, the coach of the Marion softball team. Unfortunately, they have lost in the College World Series and the NAIA World Series. They opened with a win and then lost two straight. The bats didn't go to Springfield, Missouri this week, and they just couldn't get enough runs to win it. But what a remarkable season for Marion University softball. Final record of 54-3. They were 50-0 at one point. And then the tournament, they got them a little bit, but still 54-3. This senior class went to four straight NAIA World Series. And so just a big congratulations to Scott Fleming and the Marion Knights. The softball program is in great hands, as you would suggest. And they did a great job this season, just bowed out early in the NAIA World Series. And some NCAA baseball news. There's two Indiana schools getting ready to play. IU and Indiana State are both in it. Both are number two seeds in their brackets. So that's a look at sports as we're going to take a break. And a really special guest, a guy named Matt Burke, he is going to tell a really remarkable story when we continue here on Catholic Sports Weekly.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof, your building, and your investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com. There are three kinds of cars: new cars, used cars, and then those other cars. You know, the ones that are probably best off if they were donated to Catholic Radio Indy. If you've got one of those cars, it's simple and easy to donate them. We'll even tow it away for you. Just visit our website, catholicradioindy.org, and click on the Donate Your Car button. Or you can call us at 317-870-8400, and we can get the process going for you.
And welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, this show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company. They are looking for workers. They need help. AAARoofingCompany.com. Just go on there and click on the jobs icon. And also the Elam Group, ElamUSA.com. Now it's my pleasure to welcome NFL veteran Matt Burke, retired NFL veteran Matt Burke. Good to have you on the show with us. And how's life? Are you in Minnesota still now, or are you out in Baltimore? Where do you call home now?
The Twin Cities is home. My wife and I are both from here, and we tried to get away, but as anybody lives in the Twin Cities will tell you, it just kind of has a way of sucking you back in. You know, the winters are hard, and you swear you're never going back, but it's a good place. You don't live here for the climate, and yeah, we've kind of settled in here with our family and making it home.
Yeah, probably about every year, about March, you say, you know what, it's time for us to move somewhere warm. But then the weather hits and the nice. I've been there before. I was there for a conference last year, and they have some of those rooftop restaurants where they play the lawn. There's some kind of a lawn game that they play. What's it called?
Lawn bowling. Yeah, lawn bowling. Yeah,
ball. Yeah, once you play that a couple times and enjoy that atmosphere in about June in Minneapolis, you say, you know, I don't want the humidity. I'm good.
Yeah, it's like you get weather amnesia.
Yeah, I bet you do. Matt Burke, NFL alumni, 1998 to 2012, you played for two different teams, the Minnesota Vikings and also the Baltimore Ravens. Tell me about, now you're a good Catholic man, you have eight kids with your wife, and you guys, you have been a big proponent of really pro-life, and that's one reason why we wanted to get you on this show. But tell me, and I've talked to a lot of athletes, good Catholic men who kind of went through their world in athletics and tried to stay strong in their faith at the same time. How much of a challenge was that for you? Take me back to those playing days and what it meant to you to try to stay strong in your faith during, you know, when your job is a Sunday job.
Well, football is actually a very spiritual game. When I got to the NFL, I had fallen away from my faith quite a bit. And so, you know, the struggle is not that, you know, football is inherently bad. It's that, you know, when you're playing in the NFL and you have some success, you've got money, you've got fame, you got everybody telling you how good you're doing. And so you start to believe the hype. And it can happen in football, can happen in business, can happen anytime. I think that success can be more dangerous to your soul and derails more people than adversity does. And so I kind of bought into it. And not that I was, you know, off the rails, but was living pretty selfishly, and you know, I kind of had all the worldly success more than I ever thought was possible. Yet I wasn't happy. I wasn't joyful. Mm-hmm. And that's when I went back to my roots, my Catholic faith. And I say it was just, you know, football's a hard game. Yeah. And so there's a lot of guys in the locker room who are reading the Bible, you know, sitting in their locker. There's every team I played on had a team chaplain that was there all the time, you know, open door policy. We had Bible studies on Mondays and Saturday nights before the games, and couples studies on Thursdays. And three of the four head coaches I played for were Catholic, so we'd Catholic mass either the night before or the morning of the game. So it's all there, you know. And I think a lot of people, they're surprised when I tell them the locker room is a spiritual place, because, yeah, you only read about the handful of guys, the half dozen, a dozen guys that, you know, get in trouble, that have brushes with the law. And, you know, it's a very small percentage of NFL players. Most are on a journey. A lot of them are all different parts, but they're all on a walk of faith and trying to figure it out. You know, we're all in the NFL. It's young men finding their way in this world, and really, for those like me who were raised in a religious house, you know, at some point, right, you have to claim your faith as your own. And the NFL is very a lot of evangelicals, a lot of Protestant brothers.
Yeah.
And so when I said, hey, I want to go back to God, you know, I'm my way ain't working. I had to figure out, you know, what do I believe and why do I believe it? And I say that I'm a Catholic. I identify as being Catholic. Why is that? And so, kind of went through all the faiths, and after, you know, being an adult and going back, I think I could start to really, really appreciate the beauty and the depth and the breadth of the Catholic faith. And so, I said, you know, born again Catholic. What I would say, and yeah, so it was. It's part of my journey, and like I say, I think the NFL is it's football in it, of itself, and the NFL has brought quite a few people to God.
Well, I think we're seeing it a lot. I mean, here with the Colts, here in our hometown, the Colts are led by Chris Ballard, a good Catholic man, and of course Frank Reich, who's a Christian, and you see a lot of that. Douglas Hunter is the team chaplain, a Catholic priest here in Indianapolis. And then you saw it last year when the Eagles won the Super Bowl. There was a definite faith element to that team. And you were saying, I've read where you were talking about when you were with the Ravens and you guys won the Super Bowl. I think it was the 2012 season, right? The actual 2013 yeah. game, but the 2012 season. You were saying, I read where the Ravens were a real spiritually deep team. Help me with that. Help me understand what you meant by when you said that.
Yeah, well, the leaders of the team were good Christian men, or guys that took their Christian faith seriously. Starting with our head coach, John Harbaugh, and you know, he walked into team meetings, and every day you got to have a message for your team. And you think about it, you're a head coach, you're going to be in front of your team, I don't know, 200, 225 times a year. Sometimes he would come in with inspiration from, maybe it was a YouTube video, maybe it was something that happened in history. A lot of times it was from the Bible. And he would say, hey guys, if the Bible's not your thing, that's all right. You know, I'm not trying to shove it down your throats. You don't have to, I'm not trying to necessarily evangelize you, but this is what I read this morning, and this is what spoke to me. And, you know, I think contrary to what our society and our culture and all media would want you to believe, but, you know, 99.9% of people believe in God, and I think they're open to it under the right circumstances. So it started with John, and then the rest of the leaders on the team were guys that, you know, generally older, right? Yeah. You're talking late 20s, early 30s, so a little more mature.
That's fantastic.
They were good, strong Christian men, and you know, they're the leaders. Everybody else just kind of tends to follow.
Yeah. Talking with Matt Burke, he's an NFL alumni, going to speak at the Cincinnati Men's Conference coming up on June 15th. We'll talk more about that in just a second. But as we're talking about the Ravens, you made a lot of news that year. Barack Obama was the president of the United States, and he invited the Ravens to the White House. And he had a speech or something, I don't know if it was weeks or a month before that visit, and he said something along the lines of, God bless Planned Parenthood. The president of the United States said that, and that triggered something in you where you decided to not go to the White House. You decided to decline the trip because of what he said about Planned Parenthood. Help me through that time. Tell our listeners what that was all about.
Yeah, my wife and I are active in the pro-life movement, and he made that speech, was the first sitting president to address Planned Parenthood. And, you know, great thing about our country is you can believe whatever you want, but yep. Say God bless Planned Parenthood. That's just an asinine statement to make.
Yeah,
and, you know, he said it, and then about 2 days later, the invitation came in the mail, and to attend the White House. And said, you know, I don't really want to take part in that. I wasn't trying to make any kind of political statement. I didn't announce that I wasn't going. I just checked no and sent it back. And then the day that a couple months later, the Ravens were at the White House, and I wasn't there, and I think I was the only guy on the team that wasn't there, and so some of the writers called me, and, you know, they're just kind of saying, hey, what's the deal? Are you mad the Ravens didn't bring you back? You know, I retired, and
yeah.
I said, no, I just couldn't make it, and they just pressed me a little bit, and I just thought, you know, there's nothing to be ashamed of, and I'm not trying to run and hide from anybody, not that you can really run and hide these days anyway, so I just told them that's why, and I tried to decline as respectfully as I could, but you know, then of course it gets picked up and it kind of becomes kind of a 24-hour news cycle thing, and which is fine. You know, that's just the way it went, and you know, it's something that there's a lot of things that we disagree on, and yeah, I think it's good to have debates, but. You know, to me, I just always go back and with the issue of life and abortion. I go back to when Mother Teresa was alive. She said, if abortion is not a sin, then what is? And I'm not really a politically inclined person, contrary to what some people might read. But to me, if you know, everything else that we're talking about and get excited about. If we can't get the right to life right, if we can't get it correct, then yeah, I really don't know what hope there is for anything else.
Well, I appreciate your stance on it, and I know you don't want to be political about it, but we need leaders like you who to stand up and say, you know what, abortion is wrong, and what Planned Parenthood is doing is wrong, and thank you for your stance on that, and thank you for doing that. And what do you think about the pro-life movement right now, what's going on in Alabama, and there's so much talk, and it seems to be finally gaining some traction, and do you take some... I guess some personal pride in that you know, look at this, you know, I've stood up, other people have stood up, and now people are all standing up, and it's making some real changes. It seems like it. Do you agree? I know there's still way too many abortions. One abortion is too many, but there's still too much of it going on. But there seems to be some action right now. Do you agree?
Yeah, we definitely have some momentum, and I just think the uncle's a couple things. One, you know, you can only lie to people for so long. Or, you know, if you look at the language that the pro-abortion people use, it's, you know, it's just slogans and it sounds good, but it's all of it sits on a bumper sticker. Can't go any deeper than that. So when you really start to think about it, it doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't make any sense from the faith angle either. So faith and logic are both on our side. And then I think the other thing is you look at these millennials and Gen Zers, and They get beat up a lot, but you know, the one thing that about that generation is they really, authenticity and truth is important to them. And so these teenagers and kids in their 20s, you know, they are the pro-life generation, and I think that they're coming, and it's like a wave, and the older they get and the more they grow in numbers and the more influence that they have in society, you know, as they become, you know, more established in their professional and personal careers, you know, the momentum keeps going, and it would be quite a good day for America if at some point they outlawed all abortions.
Yeah, amen to that. And you're right, the young movement. I have a daughter who's 19, and she goes to Detroit Mercy up in Detroit, a Jesuit school, and they she is strong, you know, pro-life, and she's helped some of her friends feel that way. And you're right, like you do, you live by example more than you do your mouth. You know what I mean? You live by the way you are and what you support, and those things mean so much, don't they?
Well, absolutely. I mean, nobody really cares what you have to say. Everybody's talking these days. But I think when you, and as I look at, you know, just us as Catholics as a whole, when I think about us as a people and as a faith, as a church, you know, we're doers. We probably need to get a little bit better at talking and evangelizing our faith and being able to articulate, you know, who we are and what we are as a church. But, you know, one thing is we're doers. The corporal works of mercy. You know, nobody clothes more naked, feeds more hungry, cares for more sick people, visits more elderly people than the Catholics and the Catholic Church. And so, we're doers, and we'll keep marching, and we'll keep writing checks, and we'll keep, you know, just using our time and our talent and our treasure to fight for good.
Yep.
Like I said, I think that this is the number one issue. The Catholic Church has been out in front of us since day one. You know, since day one, the Catholic Church has said abortion is wrong, and it has taken all the arrows and all the insults and everything. You know, just personally as a Catholic, I'm proud of that. I'm proud of my church, and I'm proud to stand there with the millions and millions of other pro-life warriors out there trying to stop this evil that exists in our world.
Yeah, amen. Matt Burke, NFL alumni. Real quickly, we can't let you go. The Cincinnati Men's Conference is coming up June 15th in Cincinnati at St. Maximilian Kolbe Parish. And tell me about your speech there, and what are you going to be working on, and what's that all about, the Cincinnati Men's Conference?
Yeah, well, it's a little bit self-explanatory. I mean, it's a bunch of men getting it together you know, specifically, I think when you look at sort of what is a man called to be, what is he called to do, you know, what our faith tells us is in conflict with what our culture tells us, you know, what's success, right? I think that it's not BMW or a country club membership or a certain income level, but that's, you know, but instead it's about being the man that God's called you to be, being the spiritual leader of your household, being a husband, being a father. Those are the things that need to take priority over your job. And, you know, men are always going to be complimented and applauded by some if they work real late, you know, work long hours and climb the corporate ladder. And, you know, that in and of itself is not a bad thing, but it is if it's at the sacrifice of your family. You know, it's being there for your wife and your kids first. So I'm just looking forward to being there with a bunch of like-minded guys who are trying to get better, trying to grow in their faith and get closer to God. And hopefully I can inspire them and touch some of their hearts in a way that'll help them stay on the right path and you know do what's hard sometimes.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Matt, thank you very much. And for people information, CincinnatiMen'sConference.com is the way. You can still go get tickets for that event on June 5th. And Matt Burke, one of the speakers. Thank you for your time today, and God bless you.
My pleasure. Well, God bless you, too.
All right. That's Matt Burke. We're going to take a break. Back with more Catholic Sports Weekly after this.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof, your building, and your investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com.
Catholic Radio Indy urges you to support our underwriters. They help keep the station on the air 24/7.
Thanks for listening to Catholic Sports Weekly. Actually, we're going to take a little break after this week's show. We're going to be gone for June and July and then back in August for the third season of Catholic Sports Weekly. We'll be back in August if Jim will have me. We'll have to go through that contract talk a little bit later. Welcome back. AAA Roofing and also 21ology helping us out here on Catholic Sports Weekly. Indians baseball, time to see some baseball. They're back home again. Six-game homestand starts, I think, on Tuesday this week and then goes through the weekend. And I want to say a big attaboy and attagirl to everybody here at Catholic Radio Indy for putting on another great, successful Catholic Radio Indy golf outing. Good attendance, good fun, had a little rain, but after the round, I got a chance to catch up with some of the golfers while they were enjoying dinner at Ironwood.
How was your day on the golf course for the Catholic Radio Indy golf outing?
Oh, we had a good time. It was well organized, and until the rain started, we were enjoying ourselves, and then it got a little wild at the end, but great lunch, great dinner, and a lot of fun.
Well, Catholic Radio really relies on this outing, so thank you for playing. When you walk away from this, I see your partner, Don Gallionette, grabbed a lot of beer. He won a lot of beer. Will he share that, you think?
He might. We'll have to let him know how much he won and see if he shares it. So
yeah. That's kind of the key. When a guy wins and then leaves, it's kind of up to you whether or not you tell him how much he won, right?
Yeah, but honesty is the best policy and all that stuff. So,
so you're saying you're going to be honest?
Yes, we'll be honest with it, especially since we're doing Catholic Radio. I mean,
how'd you play today?
Sporadically, on and off, good or bad. But, I mean, we shot 65 and didn't make any bogeys, so not too bad.
Yeah. This year, golf wet is the story, isn't it, right now? And it's kind of fitting, I guess, that it rains today because we've had so much water, too much water on these golf courses.
Yeah, especially this one. This one, with all the, between the creek and the ponds that they have, it was pretty waterlogged. So it was still in pretty good shape, all things considering.
Well, keep eating. You guys enjoy your meal. I'm going to walk over here. We're on Catholic Sports Weekly right now talking to some of the golfers who participated. Did you participate today?
Sure did.
What's your name?
Rafe Crowder.
How'd you play?
As a team, we played well. I had a few good putts, good chips, but I thought it was just a great day. Yeah.
This outing is always early in the year. It's a May outing typically. Is your golf game ready for an outing yet? That's what's tough, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. It was definitely buffing out the rust today, but towards the end, I think we were putting some good shots together. So, yeah.
this is a fun golf course to play, and there's a lot of different holes and different challenges.
Yeah, actually, I remember in high school I used to play here quite often. It's been about 10 years since I've played here, and it brings back memories. But yeah, it's challenges. It's challenging. It's got some long holes. It's got some short holes. It's got everything in between. So, yeah, it's a fun little course.
Perfect.
Now we're talking to Ashley Knabb, whose team won the golf outing today. You guys not only won a lot of great prizes, you had probably had a lot of fun, didn't you?
We had so much fun. I think the fun started when I drove the green on, what was that?
Two Ridge,
and then my dad finished a 30-foot putt for eagle, and then it just started rolling from there. So it was awesome. It was a great day.
How do you get your golf game so ready for a tournament this early in the year? I mean, it's only early May, and you're playing at top form.
Oh, it's easy. You just don't ever play. And then you come out with no expectations, and then you just let them roll in.
When you think of Catholic Radio Indy and what this tournament means to the radio station, thank you for playing. But what's it mean to you to see an event like this help a radio station stay alive?
Thank you. It's awesome. It's great to know that you can give back to your community and be involved, and it makes you go home and feel good about yourself. So it's exciting.
Well, thank you for playing.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us. We can't wait to come back next year and be a third year in a row champs.
Yeah, your dad over here, Mr. Knabb. How much beer are you actually taking home? Do you have enough room in your car?
We're getting a Hertz rental car.
That's a lot of cold beverage, or it will be cold soon.
Mike Van Veris is with us, so we're good.
Yeah. Overall, what do you think of this course and the opportunity to play the Catholic Radio Indy Golf Outing?
We're so happy to be here. We enjoy the outing. We enjoy the course. We enjoy what the community does for this. It's just unbelievable. We really do. We appreciate it.
We're just
fortunate to be here. We had a great day. I'm playing with my daughter's son.
Mm-hmm.
Good friend. Life's good.
Yeah, life is good.
Life is good.
That's kind of the message we heard from Jim Poole tonight. There, a lot of people have a lot of problems. He has been battling for a long, long time. And for us to hear his story today, and for you guys to relate that to your story.
I had a heart attack 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Doc says if you wouldn't come in, you had about an hour left. So every day is a good day. Thank the Lord.
Great to see the emotion that comes forth sometimes on the golf course. And again, thanks to everybody who made it happen for Catholic Radio Indy. That'll do it for this week's edition of Catholic Sports Weekly. Thank you for listening, and God bless.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.